Welcome back to The Table I Built. I'm your host, Andrea Walton, and I'm so happy you came back. This space, this table, right next to me is still open for you. And we are here because we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. Today's episode is titled, You're Not Lost, You're in Transition. Because if you're listening to this, because maybe you've been laid off or you have been job searching and questioning your value, or if you're simply standing in a space between what was and what's next, then this episode is for you. Now let's talk about what's really happening out there in the current landscape. March 2025 was one of the biggest layoff months on record. Companies are reporting stronger revenue, but behind the scenes, they're cutting roles, restructuring, shifting talent strategies. And for those of us impacted, it doesn't just feel like a job loss. It can actually feel like a loss of identity, a punch to the gut, and a complete disorientation of your plans. I know because I'm living it too. After leading people and culture strategies and working in a number of industries for the last 20 years, I found myself, like many of you, in transition. The company I served is in the process of going from public to private, which is fantastic for the company and for the community it serves. They shifted direction, and in that shift, they made decisions that affected me. And quite frankly, I was a part of that decision-making team. I was part of that leadership. That doesn't mean that I lost my value. That doesn't mean you lost yours either. So let me say this clearly and hold your hand. You are not lost. You are just in transition. So what are transitions really? Like, we've all been through them. They're painful, but they're also sacred ground. They are places where your confidence is surely tested and rebuilt. They are places where your voice can be reclaimed. And they are places where rebirth happens only if you allow it. Now, let's be honest. This part of the journey is not glamorous. It's hard. It's the in-between. The quiet pause when you're applying, rewriting your resume to fit the job description, and then adding the cover letter, questioning your purpose and wondering, is my phone going to ring or is someone going to respond to my email? But this is also the place where you remember what you are made of. Now, let me give you some practical tools because I don't want to just motivate you. I want to equip you. So let's shift to some mindset resets. 3. Number 1, you are not disposable. We talked about the feeling of disorientation and shock even if you're in this space, but you are not disposable. 2, you are not starting from scratch. This is a new place where you're standing, full of all the experiences and the capabilities you've brought with you. You're starting from experience. 3, stop apologizing. You are allowed to grieve. It's a loss. But then don't stay there. Get up and rebuild. Now let's talk about some resume reminders as you are in the in-between. I want you to pick up your resume or pull it up today and act like it belongs to a friend. Wouldn't you be impressed? Add the projects you've led, the teams you've built, the value you've created. What was it when you got into the role, and how did you grow it and lead once you exited? And then update your LinkedIn headline to reflect your vision, not your vacancy. What is the forward-focused vision that you want to make sure speaks to where you are and where you're going. So let's talk about reframing your worth. I don't want you to ask, will someone hire me? Because they will. We know they will. I want you to ask, who will recognize my worth and be lucky to have me? Practice introducing yourself with pride, even in transition. Whether you're walking down the street, in your car, at home, say the words out loud. You don't need permission to be powerful again at all. So continue to reframe your worth. Now let's shift to the power of the pause, because this is, as I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. Sometimes we rush to fix the gap or to fill the gap instead of just respecting the pause of where we are in this moment. This is the in-between. It's not wasted. It's a reset. And quite frankly, it's a chance to breathe, to heal, to regroup, and get crystal clear about what your yeses are so you know what to say no to. I'm in that pause with you, and I've learned that silence does not mean failure. It means alignment is coming. So as we close, being laid off or let go doesn't mean that you are less than ever. It doesn't mean you're broken or behind, and it absolutely doesn't mean your best days are behind you. Your best days are in front of you. You are being repositioned. You are being refined by this process. And if you're anything like me, you have survived way too much to stop now. So let's keep building. You're not lost. You're in transition. And this table, it still has a seat for you. Thank you for listening to The Table I Built. If this episode helped, please share it with someone who's maybe also in that in-between space. I'll see you next week, where we will talk about legacy, fear, and building in real time. Until then, please be gentle with yourself and keep going. Talk soon.